Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. So you bought a website template, maybe during Black Friday, maybe literally today, or maybe months ago, and you just haven't started yet. As a non-designer, customizing a website template can be absolutely daunting. I'll be real, it can be daunting as a designer. You're learning a new program. You're using quote unquote design skills, which you may or may not feel like you actually have. And you're also probably running a business or trying to start your business on top of this project. So it can be easy to look back and all of a sudden realize you've been customizing your website templates for months and months and months and have made zero progress on actually getting it towards being published. So I'm really excited about this topic because I want to give you real tactical and practical tips to help you customize your website template faster as a non-designer. No fluff, real solutions from a designer, because if you didn't know, I'm a website designer, but also for someone who's sold templates for over 5 years now, and I've worked with clients for years and years prior to that. So I feel like through my shop and then through working with clients, I can like know, like, okay, here's what the headaches are. When I see customers of mine who are like getting their website live in like less than a week versus those who it's taking months and months, I can see like, okay, where are these hangups happening? And I also want to help you figure out how to make it an enjoyable process, because that's something I see when I look at the trends of like, okay, what customers are doing this quickly versus people who are taking longer. It's often that the people doing it quickly are having a lot of fun with it. So I actually want to read you just two quick little testimonial pieces where customers have said like, hey, Elizabeth, this was so fun to do. So one person said, OMG, this site was so easy to customize. I was able to launch it within 1 week of purchasing the template. That was Chelsea said that. And then Alexa said, using my template was the most fun, easiest thing I've done in a weekend. It just felt fun and so satisfying to see my website come to life. So again, just emphasis on the fun. And then Reed said, I was able to fully customize and launch my sales page in 1 day, and it had everything I needed to help launch my high ticket coaching program. So just a lot of that like energy of like, it worked. It was 1 day, I was quick, or just fast in general. So this is possible. And before I get into these tips, which I promise I'm about to, I want to say two quick things to start. Do not beat yourself up as you listen to this episode if it takes you longer than maybe what I'm suggesting, or if some of these tips are like, wait, that I understand that, but it's not helping me that much. Don't beat yourself up, because everyone's like skill set and strengths with this kind of stuff is going to be different. And there are solutions to some of these things if you feel like, wait, Elizabeth, that's still not that helpful to me, that I will share. And I also want to remind you, this is not a race, okay? This is a marathon, and it's important that you get your site up in general, but getting it up in whether it's 3 days or 3 weeks or 3 months are all great and all doable. So it's going to be on your own timeline based on your season of life and what else you have going on. So that is it for us. Let's get started. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, a website designer and business coach for entrepreneurs and your host for the Breakthrough Brand Podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want a deep dive into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a successful business and stand out in a crowd, you're in the right place. After creating a multiple six-figure-a-year website design business in my 20s, I'm ready to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning, because I believe the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like French chatting business over coffee, and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, branding, website design, mindset, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. Okay, so tip number one for getting your Show It website live and published into the world quickly. This one is kind of going to sound funny, but I promise it's so helpful. So getting started is the hardest part. So just starting, if you're feeling like this is so hard, I don't know what to do, just start by creating a Show It account and adding it to it. So the first step after buying a template, if you're ever curious, is to create a trial account with Show It if you're not already a Show It user, and then you add your template into Show It using what's called a site key. It's really simple process that would, I would say, like maximum 10 minutes, probably a lot shorter than that. And then from there, you create a new website within it that you'll be working on. And the website won't be live anywhere, so you can freely customize it without worrying about people stumbling upon it. If you already have a website that's live for your business, hosted somewhere else, or even hosted on Show It, you don't have to take that down in order to work on your new site. And so that's really the first step, though, is just creating this trial account, getting the template in there, so that you can start working on it. And I want to add too right now that you can use the code Elizabeth at checkout with Show It to extend your trial and get another month free before you have to start paying for your Show It subscription. So just use that code Elizabeth when you like are at that checkout page and it'll apply that for you. But yeah, sometimes the hardest part is starting. So if you're in that boat, just add to your account. And I want to say too, when you do this, you'll see your site exactly as it looked when you purchased it, which is really cool and something I love about my templates. And this is true of lots of other Show It templates as well. There's no changes from like the preview site. Sometimes shops will have image changes and things like that, but generally with Show It, what you bought is what you get. And so that's the first step, though, is I want you to just like take the 10 minutes, make the account, add the template in, and then you're going to feel a little sigh of relief like, okay, here it's ready for me to be worked on. And then after you do that, I want to encourage you to explore a little. So don't feel the pressure yet to add stuff right that minute, but instead like click around, look at all the different pages. Pages are browse between and Show It on the left side column. So just look around, enjoy exploring, and you may even see some beautiful pages that you did not know came with your template. Okay, my second tip now for getting your website customized quickly is what I like to call getting messy with Show It. And if you bought a template from me already, you've heard me talk about this. You may have also heard me talk about this on the podcast at some point, but this is like seriously where I think a lot of people mess up in learning a new software. So get messy and Show It. So sometimes people get a new template and then with no strategy or plan, they just start working on a random page and you don't even like look at it. It's like you're not reading the instruction manual. You're not even clicking around to look at things. You just start putting stuff in when you are unfamiliar with the software. And that could seem smart, but often you're going to end up with more hangups and headaches throughout the process if you do it that way than if you do a little bit of forethought, a little bit of learning, and also what I'm saying of just playing and Show It. So here's what I want you to do. Duplicate a page on your template. There's a, you know, you click the ellipses next to the page and you just click duplicate when you're looking on that left side column. And the about page is a great page to do this with. So just do that, duplicate it. And then that way you won't have to worry about messing anything up. So you're duplicating the page. You're not actually editing the original page that came with the template. Once it's duplicated, have a free-for-all and change things up and experiment. And what I want to encourage you to do is make it a goal to click all the buttons and Show It. So just explore, see what happens. Click a button, see what that does. And this idea is how I personally tend to go around still learning new softwares. And it's actually inspired by the way I learned design softwares in college. And I thought it was just such a smart thing that we were taught in design school. So like when we had a new program we were learning, before we watched tutorials, before we had lessons and lectures on how to use it, or we read a book or anything like that, my graphic design teacher would give us an assignment that involved making something with basically no context for how to use the software. But the idea was that we had to use every single tool when we made that thing. And what we made wasn't supposed to be good. It actually was like fun because we would all as designers try to make it like look as ugly as possible and like ridiculous, but it was supposed to just be silly and random. But by doing this, I actually got familiar with the software in a really approachable way that then made stuff make sense when you start watching tutorials and learning about it in like a more knowledge-based way. So yeah, I would really encourage that for you when you're learning a new website design software. And this is especially helpful with one like Show It. So duplicate a page or create a new blank page, whatever you want to do, and start playing around. Click all the tools, click all the buttons. And then once you're done, you can delete the page after. So again, you're not messing anything up. The template is still the same. You're just learning. And if that sounds like, Elizabeth, that's such a silly extra step, this is not something that takes long. It's like a 10-minute process that, again, is worth doing, and I think will really help you get more familiar with the software. And one thing I want to say, as I say, like, click every button, if you do happen upon a site canvas, which means there's going to be little diagonal lines through it, you have to, like, click in to edit it separately. You'll know when you get there. But don't edit the site canvases, because those are going to affect the whole website. But generally speaking, on the About page, there will be less site canvases. So that's why I kind of picked that one. So just do that. Those first two steps I just said of, like, adding it to your account and then playing around and show it, that's like 30 minutes of your time. And that's a really, again, a great first step if you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed by this template. I don't know where to start. Start with those two things, and you're going to get so much forward momentum from them. Now, this third tip, this is a really huge one that's just about the strategy and approach you make towards customizing a template. So get your photos and copy started on, they don't have to be done, but started on before you start on designing the template. And this is a big one when I look at customers who have gotten their websites up quickly. This is usually something they've done. So when we think about customizing a template, in the most basic sense, if you're not changing tons and tons of stuff, what you are doing is replacing your photos, like, with the ones in the template that came in it, and then replacing your copy with the copy that came into the template. So that's why I'm saying that, like, once you get those things kind of figured out a little bit ahead of time, it's so helpful. And adding copy and replacing the photos can actually be super simple and straightforward. And yes, there's more you can do to customize a template, but those are, like, the most basic things there. So here are, let's see, I have really two tips for photos and one tip for copyright. So for copywriting, use the template as a guide for your copywriting is a huge tip I can give you. And this is actually something that if you're, like, waiting to buy a template for some reason, you can actually work on this just by looking at the template, like looking at the preview version. You can work on your copywriting and then buy the template if that's what makes more sense in your brain. But it's really easy to, like, change stuff up if it doesn't make sense for your business. But generally speaking, I would say look at the page, let's say it's homepage, and say, like, okay, this template wants me to do a section of copy on this. Okay, and then this next and this next. I might actually switch the order of those two, but I know I can, like, write some stuff that relates to that specific topic or specific prompt, and then make a document and write in the copy for each of those sections into a document where you're going to have spell check, where you can send it someone to proofread, all of that kind of stuff. And I actually have a lot of copywriter customers for my templates who use my templates as a copywriter, or who write copy for people who use my templates. And this is actually positive feedback they give me often, that my Show It templates in particular are easy to work with both for them and their clients, and really set them up well to do effective copywriting, because it's like the options are there and they're not feeling like, oh, I really want my client to say this particular thing, but there's no space for it. Which I think is just something to think about too as you select templates. And here's actually one testimonial from a copywriter named Danielle, who uses the Leanne template, I believe. But she said, as a copywriter, I enjoyed having a framework for the length of content. It was evident in the design that Elizabeth had a deep understanding of marketing and user experience, which means I only had to make minimal customization. So that can be true for you too when you think about the copywriting part. It'll be helpful if you let the template kind of lead with that. Now, two tips specifically for the brand photography that goes into your website. So first one, I would say, if you can afford it, that makes sense financially for your business right now, working with a brand photographer is going to be huge for how you feel that your website looks when you are done customizing it. So it adds more value to your website than a lot of people think. And you'll likely find the website setup project more inspirational when you have exciting photos and exciting copy for your specific business that you're plugging into it. So that's just something I think for so many reasons I could talk about it for hours, but, like, brand photos are such a strong investment. So that's something I want you to consider. Second thing I want you to consider, though, that's, like, almost the opposite thing, is utilizing stock images and videos as well. There is so much great stock photography and stock videography out there. I actually use both stock videography and photos on my website, even though I've done tons of brand photo shoots, because it helps really fill in the gaps. So two places I would recommend you look is Hotstock, which is spelled H-A-U-T-E stock. And you can use the code Elizabeth to get 15% off your subscription. They have amazing stuff. Like, I absolutely love their stuff. And they are a paid stock software, so you're not going to see that it is much everywhere, basically, which is really nice. And then Pexels is another one. That's P-E-X-E ELS, and that one's free stuff and also videos and photos there too. So I've used both of those and think it's so, so super helpful. So yeah, those are my tips there. Getting the photos and copywriting started before you start on the design. That will make you feel like you're really moving quicker and you have things set up well. All right, my fourth tip, and this one is like such a huge one. Don't reinvent the wheel on the design. You bought a template for a reason, and just remember that. And with my templates and so many other templates out there, you can change as much or as little as you want to. The only true like must changes are that you're going to add your own copywriting and changing out your images, like I just said. But besides that, you could keep the fonts, you can keep the color, you can keep the layout as is. And some people want to totally change up their template in really big ways, like completely new fonts, new colors, changing the layout a lot and stuff like that. And I love that. I think that's amazing. And if you look at my showcase page of, I mean, gosh, there's well over 150 now, probably customer sites. You can like browse by what template they bought, what industry they're in. That's ElizabethMcCravey.com/showcase. But you'll see a lot of this. You'll see some customers where you're like, wait, what template did they buy? I can't even tell. And then some where you're like, oh yeah, that looks like they have inserted their brand into the Casey template or into the Nicole template. You're able to see that. So anyway, both ways are totally fine. And both ways are doable as a non-designer of like taking the customizations big or leaving them small. But I just want to say that taking the customizations super, super big is not a necessity. And your website will look different from the template just by changing out the copywriting and changing out the images and maybe like tweaking the color palette, if that's what makes sense for you. So yeah, a fast way to make it more customized is changing out the fonts and colors. And I actually show you how to do this well in the Show Up Blueprint course that comes with your template purchase. You can make the colors match your brand if the ones in the template aren't your vibe. But if you are reinventing the wheel and you're trying to change every single thing and basically reworking the whole template, it is going to take longer. So that's just something to know. It's okay if you do that, but it is going to take longer. So even like one tip I would give to start is like sticking closer to the template for your first go around, for your first attempt at the first page you're going to work on can be super helpful to just like see like, okay, does this work? What do I want to change? Like try putting your copy and images in and then evaluate, okay, what colors need to change? Okay, what fonts don't feel like they match and that sort of thing. So yeah, let the template lead. Remember, you bought a template versus building your website from scratch or hiring a designer to custom build it for a reason. So just don't reinvent the wheel unless you have to. I really do with my templates. I know other designers are the same. I strategically think through things so that you don't have to, and this saves you both time and energy and will ultimately make your site look better. So with that in mind, like again, add your images to pages, add your website words, and try leaving the design, and maybe just try like one page of that, doing it, just adding your own stuff in and see what you think, and then go from there and then consider like changing stuff out, like I was saying. So that's a really big tip that will help you move quicker on the customization process. Okay, tip number five, that this one is huge. Again, when we talk about people who are getting their site up quickly, utilize the training content that is available with your template purchase. So I cannot speak for other shops. So right now I'm going to speak for my shop when I share this section in particular, but basically don't go at it alone. If you are using Show It, most people find Show It to be super intuitive. Okay. And I agree with that. Even for a lot of people who consider themselves not tech savvy, it's easy to figure out, but that does not mean you will not go faster and better with some training materials and extra help. So if you're a customer of mine, you get a course with your purchase called the Show It Blueprint course. And I'm not going to talk about it for days or anything, because that's not the point of this episode. I will link to a video where you can like see some overview content about it. And it's not available for sale outside of just buying a template, but it comes with that. And there's a modified version of it that comes with add-on templates that has like videos specifically to add on template stuff. But anyway, if you buy a template for me, I would encourage you to watch module 00 of the Show Up Blueprint course, kind of intros you to it, and then watch module 1 of the course, which is an overview of like, here's stuff about Show It that you need to know foundationally to use the software. And then after that, like you get those basics down and then you can start diving into things and you'll feel more confident. And then the rest of the course is there to help you as well when you you get to things like, you know, adding your email marketing software in, or like figuring out your copywriting on a certain page, or customizing your contact form and things like that, changing up your menu options, like all these different kinds of things. There's videos on it, but you start with that basic stuff and then you're going to move faster because you've learned that stuff and you also feel more confident as well. So again, I think show it's pretty easy, but it's not without like difficulties. And it's also easier with a guide. Additionally, I want to encourage you to, and this is something that, like, hear me when I say this, use our customer support. So if you are a customer of mine, you can email us anytime. It's support@ElizabethMcCravey.com. That's the customer email address. Hello is the email if you're just like, hello@ElizabethMcCravey.com, if you're trying to just reach out about something else. But our customer support email, we are quick and helpful and just one email away, and happy to help you like figure out things within your website that you're struggling with. So like, that's something too, like just don't go at it alone. That will help you speed things up. And our customer support pro, her name is Stacy. If you've ever emailed me, you've probably talked to Stacy, but she is literally like a Show It development queen. She knows Show It like the back of her hand and is such a pro at like helping like solve problems, and also like shows up with a lot of empathy if you are struggling and feeling like, you know, maybe you're feeling a little bit like, oh, I don't know what to do, this is feeling really hard. She is there to help you. And I also frequently jump in with her and help answer questions. So you also might get me sometimes in the inbox, depending on when you email. But I just want to encourage you in that, like, utilize the training videos and then utilize my support. And then also Show It offer support, literally direct in account chat that you can do with them. That's super helpful as well. So you have a lot of options, and basically the tip here is just to utilize it all. And with that as well, I want to say that, like, gosh, I probably didn't even put the like best testimonial I could have for this particular topic in here, but my copywriter, Emily, is actually a template customer of mine as well. And she is one of many people who has used the Show It Blueprint course and that it's helped her. She's actually bought multiple templates from me, but helped her like with the customization process. And one thing she said here is, once I bought my template, I was blown away by the level of instruction and care that accompanied my purchase. Even though I'm not technically savvy, I was able to make customizations and edits with ease. I'm obsessed with my new website from Elizabeth. And that's like, I'm not kidding, one of like 100 reviews where people are saying how this course was like the thing that made Show It work for them. So just want to share that. Something to use. Okay, now let's see. I have two more tips left I want to share with you. And I could share so many more, but I didn't want to make this episode crazy long. Okay, tip number six. Don't turn me off if this sounds too basic, but know that it does not have to be perfect or done to bring your website live. And I think some people mistakenly think of launching their website as if it's this big moment where your website is permanently finished. I will never work on this again. It is done. It is perfect. It is launched. And the reality is that you'll likely always sometimes be updating your site. I'm not saying every single day, not even saying every single week, but your website is a living, breathing part of your business that is going to need changes. Even just down to like, guys, if you're listening to this as it's airing, we're about to hit January in just a few months, and you're probably going to need to change some numbers on your website, you know, like in your footer where you have your copyright start date through the year. Like even just little things like that, like we have to make updates to our website. So when you go to launch it and call it done for right now, just know it's not done forever. Your services will change. You'll think of new ways of wording things you want to update. You'll take new photos and change out old ones. You'll get featured new places and want to add those. It's never done. Your website's fluid and changing. So with that, don't obsess over it being all the way done to get it to your audience. Also, I want to note, you don't have to use all the pages that come in the template in order to bring it live. My templates in particular come with a lot of pages, which I know can be overwhelming sometimes, and I hate that, but I love providing you with all the options. But now in Show It, actually, it's so cool because you can actually just unpublish pages that you're not going to use right now, and then they'll still be there to use later. It's literally like turning the eye on and off in that left side area. So I'd encourage you to do that. If there's a page where you're like, I'm not going to use this right now, but I might use it later, just hide it and work on it later and focus on getting those really important key pages up and then launch your website with those. And if you're not sure what the key pages would be for your particular business, here's what I'd say. If you already have a website right now and this is like your second website, the key pages are going to be mimicking the main pages on your current website. Okay. So those are the key pages, like the pages that you're already using, which for some of you might be a ton. For some of you, it might not be that many. And if you're a new business owner, the key pages are going to be the ones that help someone access your website and make buying decisions. It could be that you're waiting on your blog. It could be that, you know, you don't have any lead magnets yet. So you're kind of skipping that aspect. Like there's so many different things there. So just know it doesn't have to be all the pages, and done is better than perfect. And I know some of you cringe at that annoying cliche, but it is true. And your website is going to continue to change over time, and it can't work for you to help you grow your business unless it's live. Like literally it's not helping you. The purchase of a template is not helping you until you start bringing it live. So that's where I'm like, just get it up, like get it done. And I've had to embrace that own mentality with my own website too, because I actually have a giant website with over 150 pages, which is insane. It's quite big. And I'm actually in the process, just a little random thing here, I don't even have my notes. I'm in the process of a rebrand right now, which is so exciting, so huge and fun. And whenever I do like kind of complete the rebrand more and it's time to redesign the website and bring that all live, I'm probably going to have a bit of this going on personally of like bringing it live in spurts, knowing done is better than perfect, and that like this new rebrand can't work for me until I start bringing it live. So just wanted to share that. Okay. Another testimonial I wanted to read. This is from Chase, who's a personal trainer. I love her website. So she says, I'm so in love with my new layout design, endless opportunities to continue to add new things to design. Okay. I want you to hear that. You can continue to add new things. And then she goes on to say, I love that as I change up what I wanted to showcase, I have plenty of different canvases to work with, plug in, and make sure I'm grabbing the attention of those coming to my site. So she and a lot of other customers say that of like, it's a template that grows with you. So it's not like you don't have to do everything right now. You don't have to use all the pages right now. They're going to be there later. Just like start with what you need. Okay. Now let's share the final tip. And this one's really short, but put time on your calendar to work on it and give yourself a due date. And this, again, everyone's personality is so different. This might work better for some of you than others. This is something that works great for me with projects like this. As you might know, actually, right now I'm working on my podcast success blueprint course. I did the beta launch of it, and now I'm, you know, outlining, recording, making the slides, creating the modules for those beta students that joined, and then we'll reopen the doors next year. But what I've done for that is like, am I ever going to get around to the course just in my day-to-day life unless I put it on my calendar and give myself a due date for it? So something I do is I actually have like an overarching thing every week that I'm working on to progress in that course and in creating the course that I'm like putting on my calendar. So I would encourage you to do the same thing for your website, because we plan for what's important to us. And if you want the website to getting up to be a priority, you've got to like make it a priority by putting it on your calendar and planning for it. And also something to consider, it might not be a priority right now. Like I hate to say that as someone who creates and sells website templates, but it is okay for you to buy a website template and decide that with your season of life, maybe it's your busy season for you, or maybe, you know, you're about to enter the holidays, that that's not a priority right now. You have to pick your priorities, okay? Not everything can be of equal priority. So it's okay if it's not, but whenever you are ready to make your website customization a priority, you've got to put it on your calendar. It can't just be something you always have in your to-do list, but never make it to your calendar, or else it will not get done. So yeah, it's so similar to things like launching a podcast or creating a new course or finishing a client project that's taking forever. You have to plan time to make it happen. So I would encourage you to like map out, like, okay, what are my next steps? Maybe it's like you're giving yourself a goal of like every week doing 2 pages. You know, something like that, just to help you really get through it. And I'd also add with that, if you have a business friend who you could ask to be like an accountability partner on this and like check in with you, like, hey, will you check in with me and make sure I'm actually working my website? That can be a really great and helpful thing as well. So that is it, my friends. And I'm going to read through those tips again in case you missed any. And I want you to think as I read through them, like which one you might need to focus on more in your particular season with customizing your own template. So that getting started one is the first tip of just adding it to your account. And then the second tip, getting messy and show it. Those two again go together and can take you about 30 minutes of time, and I think are so worth it. It'll give you a lot of momentum. Third tip is getting your photos and copy started on before you start on customizing your template. Fourth tip is remembering that you don't have to reinvent the wheel on your design, and you bought a template for a reason. So let the template lead. Tip number Number 5 is utilizing training content and customer support to help you get to the finish line. Number 6, knowing it does not have to be perfect and does not have to be done to bring it live, and that your website is going to continue to be something you're working on as you grow your business. And then final tip is putting time on your calendar to work on it and giving yourself a due date for it. So again, rewind if you need to hear those again, but I want you guys, whether you have a template from me or someone else, but for this to be something that like helps you in truly growing your business, because websites are powerful. They really can do so much for your marketing. I mean, gosh, I could do a whole episode on that, but like it's such a huge part of how we grow our business. And this doesn't need to be something that you never tackle when there's so much potential you're just sitting on with it. So yeah, I hope this is helpful. I will probably do a part 2 on this at some point, because I actually had like 3 more tips that I cut out because I didn't want to talk for like an hour with this. But I hope that's so helpful. That is it, friends. And I'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode all the way until the end. I appreciate you being here. And if you enjoyed this episode, then I want to invite you to check out my website template shop too. Over on ElizabethMcCravey.com, you'll find show it website templates that are easy to use, strategically designed, and created to help you book more clients and customers. Maybe your current website is really boring. Maybe it's a challenge to update. And maybe even it's that thing that you really feel like is just completely holding your business back. Your website needs to be strategically and intentionally designed in order for it to convert your viewers into raving customers. And that's exactly what my M-Shop templates do. So these are pre-made show it website templates where you can plug and play your content into it with ease and then get started with a website that's designed to actually help you make more money. These templates are designed to be SEO friendly on the back end, and they're not just pretty, but they are very strategic and with all the strategies I teach on this podcast. And best of all, they're easy for you to set up all by yourself. So shop them at ElizabethMcCravey.com/shop and come join the M-Shop family of hundreds of happy customers. And as an added perk, you can use the code BBPODCAST at checkout to get 10% off any template as a thank you for being a part of the podcast family. So that's BBPODCAST for 10% off any template over at ElizabethMcCravey.com. And if you love this podcast, don't forget that you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts so that you never miss an episode, and leave a rating and review for the show wherever you're listening. Share it with a friend, share it on Instagram or Facebook. That's a great way to support the podcast and get the word out. All right, I'll be back next week with another new episode.